Good morning, Veronica McCrae, joining us once again to chat about a scholarship happening at NAIT. Today is the deadline to apply. First of all, welcome. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for having me. And you know what? I actually want to make a correction. The deadline is actually January 31st. So applicants still have opportunity to get it in today or tomorrow.
Perfect. Awesome. One more day. Well, you recently launched the A Good Place Indigenous Award at NAIT. What inspired you to create this scholarship and what impact do you hope it will have on Indigenous students?
Well, you know, I do a lot of ribbon skirt workshops, and I like to give back proceeds from my workshops to community. And I also heard that a statistic that only 1.7% of businesses across Canada are Indigenous owned, and even a lower percentage of that 1.7 are Indigenous led by women. And that's a concerning number that I want to increase. And so a few things here. I had some money from my workshops that I wanted to contribute to, and my great-grandmother, my chapan, the only record of her school experience is from residential schools. And so I wanted to find a way to honor her name and have it a record of her name in a school that was honoring and of her resilience and her strength. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to contribute this to creating a scholarship in my great-grandmother's name, and specifically for Indigenous single mothers that are studying business. So I really want to do my part to bring representation of more Indigenous women into business. That's really important to me. And so I launched the Elise Almanayak Scholarship Award.
And now how can students apply for this?
If students want to apply for the Elise Almanayak Award, they can go to the NAIT.ca Students Award section and just Google Elise Almanayak in that search menu and they'll find the scholarship. Or they can go to the Good Place Facebook page and I have the link in there as well.
Your journey from, you know, community leader, NAIT graduate to community leader, it's inspiring. What advice would you give to Indigenous students who are pursuing their education and looking to make a difference in their communities?
That's a great question. I love that, Shannon. My advice would be don't stop. If you fail, just keep going. You know, our stumbling and our fumbling and our mistakes and our failures, those are actually really, really rich experiences for learning and for us to continue on developing our character. So when you have a setback, that doesn't mean that it's a no to your goal. It just means that you have to pause, gain some understanding, take that lesson, and continue to move forward towards your goal.
Well, we will get the information on the scholarship up on our website. As well, if you want to get more information on the ribbon skirt workshops that Veronica does, we will get that up on our website, ravenradio.ca. Veronica, thank you so much.
I appreciate your time, and you have a great day, Shannon.